This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Ches Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah teaches another exception where we have a Tumas Soros Asheretz that's physically inside of a Klicheres, but where nonetheless the Klicheres does not become Tameh. The case is we have Tarnagol Shebolas Asheretz. If a chicken swallowed Asheretz, V'nofala V'yatana, and then the chicken fell into the airspace of an earthenware oven. Now, Lach is Tahar, the oven remains Tahar. Even though there's a dead sheretz in its airspace, because of the law of Tumma Balua, which says that if the source of Tumma is considered swallowed up, then it does not transmit Tumma, and the RK qualifies as Tumma Balua, this Tumma source that is inside of a live chicken is considered swallowed up. It's halakhically as if it doesn't exist, and therefore no Tumma transmission occurs. And this applies even if the sheretz was not yet digested. The Mishnah says, however, if the chicken died, the halach is if the sheretz inside of it was not yet digested, tame. Then the klicheres that the dead chicken is inside of becomes tame. For if the chicken is dead, the sheretz inside of it is not considered swallowed up. For it seems that once the thing gets swallowed up and is not living, it's not of halachic significance. And therefore, as long as, again, the dead sheretz was not already digested, it transmits Tumah again, and therefore, since it's inside of the klicheres becomes Tameh. Now, the Mishnah very intentionally picked the case of a chicken as opposed to a larger animal, say a cow, that ate a sheretz, because if we're dealing with the carcass of a cow, the carcass of the cow itself would be a source of Tumah. So to isolate the issue of the dead sheretz, it picks the case of a dead chicken. The carcass of a chicken is not itself a source of Tumah. The Mishnah clarifies the basic law of klicheres that is taught in the Pasuk in Shmini, and that is, Halach is Asheretz Shenimsa Batanur. If a dead sheretz is found inside of an earthenware utensil, such as an earthenware oven, Hapas Shebesocho Shnia. If there's also bread inside of the oven, that bread is Tameh on the level of Sheni L'Tumah. That is, it's 2 degrees away from the source of Tumah. Why? Shatanur Tchila. Because the earthenware oven that made it, the bread Tameh itself, was 1 degree away from the Tumah source. It was a Rishon L'Tumah. Meaning the Mishnah says this happens over 2 steps. Step 1 is that the dead sheretz first makes the earthenware oven, or whatever the klicheres is, Tameh. So you're 1 step away at that point from the source of the Tumah. So that oven, that earthenware utensil, is Rishon L'Tumah. Then the Torah says, any food that's inside that klicheres, for example, bread, becomes tameh from the klicheres. So now you're going an additional step away from the original source of tumah, hence the bread is tameh merely on the level of sheni l'tumah. And so the bread is too weak, for example, to impart tumah to other regular non-holy food. That the tumah progresses in this manner is clear in the pasuk, and this stands in contrast to the case of tumas ohel. That is that the Torah teaches, if there's a mace, a human corpse, in a house, then everything under the same roof, in that same room, all the people, kelim, or food, become tameh. In that case, it's direct. It's not 2 steps. Rather, we view it as if the mace touched everything in the room, so everything in the room became directly tameh from the mace. We don't say that, the mace first, say, makes the house tameh, and then the house, the things in it, which would potentially weaken the level of Tumah. There it's as if the mace fills the entire house. When it comes to a sheretz inside of a klicheres, on the other hand, it is 2 steps. We don't view it as if the sheretz fills the entire klicheres, no. The klicheres becomes Tameh from the sheretz, and then the klicheres makes any food inside of it Tameh. By that point, the level of Tumah is weaker, it's Sheni L'Tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.